presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The hybrid cars now on the market, which combine gasoline and electric power, are a good first step in the view of Felix Kramer, but only that. He believes the future lies in all-electric cars that draw their fuel directly from the electrical grid. And it's not just theory. Kramer has helped to pioneer the conversions of today's conventional hybrids into examples of the new plug-in hybrids.
You add a much larger battery, and instead of simply powering the car from gasoline, you power it from electricity, a regular 120-volt plug in your garage. You're displacing gasoline with electricity. And at that point, you get all the benefits of electricity compared to gasoline. It's cheaper, it's cleaner, and it's domestic.
Those three virtues, Kramer says, lie at the heart of the plug-in hybrid's appeal and environmental benefits.
The three characteristics of electricity drive the momentum for plug-in hybrids. So electricity is cleaner. It's under 50% of CO2 compared to a gasoline car, even on the national grid, which is half coal. It's cheaper. It's under a dollar a gallon equivalent, and it's domestic. We don't use imported oil to generate electricity, so it helps for energy independence.
Kramer and a colleague engineered the first conversion of a standard Toyota Prius into a plug-in hybrid in a Corte Madera garage 4 years ago. They also formed a nonprofit, the California Cars Initiative, CalCars for short, which is its own sort of hybrid, working to both promote their development in the marketplace and to improve the technology in the cars themselves. But Kramer says existing batteries can already do the job.
Batteries are good enough to get started, and they're going to get better. We, in our conversions, have demonstrated that you can use lead acid, nickel metal, or lithium batteries to make plug-in hybrids, and that car makers could do the same.
No, the biggest obstacle Kramer sees to the eventual proliferation of plug-in electric hybrid vehicles, PVEH for short, is the automobile industry establishment.
Car makers have 100 years experience with the internal combustion engine cars, and for them to change is very difficult. It is somewhat disruptive to their business models. It makes their existing cars look bad. It makes them look dirty, high service costs, and inefficient.
To break out of that old paradigm, Kramer says car makers would do well to follow the computer industry and adopt a form of what he calls versioning.
They're saying we're not going to build these cars until version 1.0 is perfect. They're making the perfect the enemy of the good. They could build prototypes, and they could start building thousands for fleet evaluation, and by the time they were in mass production, the batteries would be affordable and last the 100,000, 150,000 miles that the car makers are looking for.
The companies that move first to begin production will find a ready market is already out there waiting for them.
Plug-in Partners was founded by Austin Energy in Texas, and they created a national soft buy order of communities and utilities and companies all committing to say, we would buy these cars when car makers are building them.
Far more information about all aspects of plug-in hybrids is available through the website at calcars.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.